And good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our continuing coverage of your 2015-2016 Raleigh Eagles varsity football team as they are at home to take on the Lakeview Centennial Patriots live here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And it's the pregame show being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. If you have any needs in your realty, whether you're buying or selling your home or just in the market, just to take a look around, make sure you contact Veronica Warwick at 469-393-9624. And welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage tonight of the Rowlett Eagles as they are getting ready to take on the Lakeview Centennial Patriots at HBJ Stadium. And that's what's going to happen tonight as your Rowlett Eagles move into this game 2-1 to start off district play. However, on the other side of the football, that is where your Lakeview Centennial Patriots are 3-0. They went 3-0 out of district to start off this season as your Rowlett Eagles went 2-1. So, that having been said, as you take a look at the season and where it's lying, you have to be happy with the 2-1 start. Of course, it's better than 1-2 or 0-3, obviously. So you got to be happy going into district play. You got to taste on what it was outside the district. Now it is time. This is the time where you concentrate on those district games and on those district teams. And this year, we've got some pretty good district teams, as always. And then we got Lakeview Centennial as they are moving up and becoming a good football team. Obviously, 3-0 outside the district. We're going to be talking about that and find out what happened and why they're in the position they're in at 3-0. So as we go into this program, as we cover everything that anything and everything that is Rowlett Eagle football, we're going to just dive into that and let you know what's going on, give you some vital stats on what we're seeing. Also, in today's show, we're going to go ahead and bring in the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna. Coach will be next week. I want to get the preseason, the out-of-district games set. I want to see how they do as far as Lakeview Centennial is concerned before I come in contact with them. I want to watch that game because we're moving in, and he's going to be focused in on those district games that are going. He's going to forget about them. We'll talk about them for a little bit, but he's going to put those things in the past and concentrate on what's coming up, and that's all district play. That having been said, your Rowlett Eagles, of course, are 2-1 out on the season, and we would love to see them 3-0, but you still have to be pretty happy with what you've seen as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned going into this season. They're pretty happy with it because that 2-1 will help them later on, depending on where they're going to be, depending on how the rest of the season goes for your Rowlett Eagles. Okay, so now let's take a look at this season so far for your Rowlett Eagles as they played at HBJ Stadium in the first week, taking on the Louisville Fighting Farmers. And they got the victory in that game, 38-20. In reality, it was one of those kind of easy games for your Rowlett Eagles as they were at home. Definitely a different result than what we saw last year for the Louisville Fighting Farmers staying in the game. This year didn't happen for them that way, and the Rowlett Eagles only getting that two-point victory last year. And then your Rowlett Eagles, they were on the road as they took on Lake Highlands and the Wildcats, and they got the victory at Lake Highlands 44-21, where the game was pretty much very well in hand. Now, then your Rowlett Eagles went on the road to take on Keller over at the Keller ISD Athletic Complex, and the Rowlett Eagles got beat 56-41. And a game that I thought was quite interesting, and we're going to go over some of those stats and some of the other things, but before we do that, let's do this. Let's take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and hear from our main sponsor. Of course, that is Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Again, if you have any needs out in the market, whether you're buying or selling your home or just taking a peek, give her a call at 469-939-9624. We're going to take that quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the stats that we're seeing, especially that game as far as Keller was concerned. We'll do that here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
We can never make talking about insurance as exciting as the Kentucky Derby. However, we can make it interesting to see how much we can help you save money on your car insurance. Check out Costlow Insurance at Rowlett Road and Main Street in Rowlett, or check them out on the web at costlowinsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting, but if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. 2-1 on the season as they're going into a big-time game here tonight as far as the Rowlett Eagles are concerned against the Lakeview Centennial Patriots. Now, I've talked about it before. If you've listened to our radio broadcast for the basketball, this was one of the rivalries in basketball that is beginning to juice up. I know we have that, you know, ongoing rivalry with Sachse, but at the end of the season, of the basketball season, it always seems to come down to the Rowlett Eagles and Lakeview Centennial Patriots at the end of the season. Don't get me wrong, the Sachse games are great. But at the end of the season, and the way the schedule usually has been working out, at least for the last 4 years that we've been covering the basketball team, what we have seen is a great big rivalry in basketball. And I think it's going to probably start here as far as football is concerned, because we're talking about a team as far as the Lakeview Centennial Patriots, 3-0 out on the season. And we talk about whether or not that was feasible and talk about what you expected. And I don't think if you looked at the Lakeview Centennial Patriots season last year that you were walking into the season worried about this football team playing well. And maybe it, you could say we probably shouldn't feel that way. We should feel different after every single game. Looking at games, everyone can be. But looking at Lakeview Centennial and what they did last game, I'm going to tell you, I don't think too many people were worried about it this year until they started winning their games. And what they did, I mean, it was really, if you see what they did over the years, and far as the last couple of years, all you got to do is go back to last season when you saw a football team that was having a hard time through last season. That 2014-2015 season for the Patriots wasn't one to write home to mama about, as they were 4-6 on the season. And they got off pretty quick last year as well. They had two quick wins. They beat Irving last year, and they beat Richardson last year. And then they lost to Arlington. Well, the only difference this year is because they got the same exact schedule as well, is that they didn't get the win against Arlington. Arlington, the good football team, got the victory against this team last year. Finishing 4-6, they didn't make the playoffs. So they beat Irving last year 54-27, beat Richardson 50-14, and then they lost going into Arlington 38-20. But when you look at what they've done so far this season, and if you are a Patriot fan, or, you know, my son is a cheerleader over there. So, you know, I kind of, when I don't root for the Raleigh Eagles, I root for Lakeview Centennial to be really good. But the problem is that, unfortunately, for what has happened for Lakeview Centennial, it hasn't worked out for them. Now, they got the win in the Irving, 34-7, a very easy victory. That was on they play on the same nights that we do, it seems this year so far. And then they beat Richardson, 47-7, and then they got the victory against Arlington, 36-21. And that was one of the games that I was looking at this year for this football team going into. I wanted to see how they played in this game. And they scored 20 points in the third and fourth quarter as Arlington couldn't get on the board. Arlington got 21 points in the second quarter, and that was it. So the Patriots were very much in charge of that game. And when you're in charge of a game as much as you were, that right there tells you exactly what kind of football team that the Rowlett Eagles are going to be facing this week. So the Eagles 2-1, the Lakeview Centennial Patriots 3-0 out on the season. Let's go back just a little bit. Let's go back to the Arlington game where the Patriots got the victory. Only allowed 21 points in the second quarter. That was it for them. That having been said, I was looking at some of the stats in this game and I thought they were quite interesting. One of the things that really stood out to me is that the total plays. Total plays, 71 for the Patriots compared to Arlington's only 50. 21 more plays ran. First downs, 24 compared to Arlington's 17. Now, the penalties were only 5 in the game for each one, so total of 10 penalties in the whole game. And only 48 yards given up on those penalties for Lakeview Centennial. But what was interesting, if you look at Cameron Fields, okay, 14-21, 235 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. One of them went for 64 yards. But you have to look at what the rest of the game is telling you. I mean, looking at the receiving, okay, so he had a good day passing. 4 catches, 82 yards, and 1 touchdown for Greenwood. 4 catches, 84 yards for McNabb. He also had a touchdown as well. 3 receptions for Damon Carey, and then you have 1, 2. Looks like 3 players with 1 reception, 1 for 16 yards, 7 and 14. But you have to go to the rushing game. And you got a two-headed monster coming your way because Cameron Fields, 24 rushes, 161 yards, and 1 touchdown. And the question is where did all that come from? He had 1 scramble for 29 yards. Was he getting this after he couldn't find anything downfield? Were these planned plays? We're going to find that out. But he's a two-headed monster because when you go to Linwood, he had 18 rushes, 107 yards, and a touchdown as well. So a two-headed monster coming your way, the Rowlett Eagles have got to shut one of them down. And if they shut down the passing, they've done well. But they still got to contest with the two-head. I think they got to either stop Cameron Fields from running the football so much and making plays after something breaks down, or the coverage is good and he doesn't throw the football, or make him throw bad passes. And I like what we saw in this football game. All-purpose yards, 161 on the ground. Crazy, crazy yards for a quarterback to be able to do that. And that's one of the things the Rowlett Eagles are going to have to stop. And just to let you know, Lakeview did not even, they didn't have a problem in that game. So they were gliding. Cameron Fields total, 235 yards passing, 161 rushing, total 396 yards just by him. So it's very obvious what the Rowlett Eagles have to do. They're going to have to either cut Fields completely out of the game, which, by the way, this guy's a junior, and he's doing this. So they're going to either have to cut him out completely or at least stop one of the rushing. I think the passing is going to be there. The 235, you know, hey, that's I think that's going to happen. You have to either stop him from rushing the football or you're going to have to stop Linwood. One of the two. And I think you're going to have to start with Cameron Fields, especially defensively. So the defense has a pretty good challenge ahead of them here tonight, as they're taking on the Lakeview Centennial Patriots. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the Eagles' stats and what they did against Keller and what you kind of might expect when they take the field at HBJ Stadium taking on the Lakeview Centennial Patriots. So we're going to hear from our sponsors, especially Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. We'll hear from her anything you need within the business, whether you're just, you know, looking around, trying to find a home. Let her find your home. Let her be able to make you happy for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years that you'll be in your new home. 469-393-9624. Let her do the hard work for you. Anyway, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Let's hear from Veronica Warwick and our other sponsors here on the pregame show, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. We'll be right back. There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead. Contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at stevensonshvac.com.
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. Harlow Tree Surgery is much more than just tree trimming. We also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, fertilization, and tree health, and much more. Harlow Tree Surgery is offering out a buy one, get one half price special. Purchase the trimming for one of your trees and get the other one done at half price. Check us out on the web at www.facebook.com/Harlow Tree Surgery or give us a call at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500. Back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of your 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles. As your Eagles gave up 14 points in each and every quarter against the Keller Indians last week, and let's be honest, I know they weren't expecting them as far as the result was concerned. They expected to keep this one a little bit closer in that, as your Eagles did give up quite a bit of points there each and every quarter. Really, in reality, there were a lot of opportunities that the Rowlett Eagles were unable to, you know, really connect on, as there were a lot of turnovers by Keller, unsuccessful on scoring touchdowns more so than field goals, and that was huge. Two field goals in this game, not taken away from it. I'm just saying those are points that you have to get into the end zone as you get a gift from the other team on turnovers. So we saw that. We saw turnovers by the Keller Indians all over the place. In this game, Keller, 626 total yards compared to your Rowlett Eagles, 530, 22 first downs. Rowlett had 31 first downs in this football game. Huge. But as far as the rushes are concerned, 43 rushes, 389 yards for Keller, and then 27 rushes, 103 yards for your Rowlett Eagles. An average of 9 compared to almost 4. Big-time difference in the rushing game. So Logan Bonner, 19 to 28, and that was huge as far as that was concerned. And no interceptions. Logan Bonner was 36 to 62, no interceptions, 427 yards. 19 to 28 was for Keller, 237 yards passing the football. 58% passer percentage for Logan Bonner, 67, close to 68% for the Indians. So the Eagles had to punt the ball 4 times compared to 3 punts for Keller as well. So that was really huge. 39 yards, by the way, on the punts, which are not horrible in this game. So here's the big one. Fumbles lost. 3 fumbles. And the Rowlett Eagles weren't able to really capitalize on them at all. So, but Rowlett Eagles were only penalized 3 games in that game. So, but Keller was penalized 8 times for 88 yards. So when you saw that and how that worked out, it was just the way it is. So Rowlett, you got a 35-yard field goal for their first scoring at 8:13 on the mark in the first quarter with 6 minutes and 8 seconds. Tyler Tutt, 46 yards, you know, handoff. That guy was running all day long, and that was kind of crazy. So Dylan Smith also a 67-yard pass from Caleb Griffin right there in the first quarter. And then it really just went into the Keller Indians' favor in reality. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. But Cameron Vitash, he got his first touchdown on the season from Logan Bonner, 18-yard pass with 11 minutes and 31 seconds left to go in the second quarter. And then Kent Worthy, a 38-yard field goal, and that was one of those off of the turnovers that they had to go ahead and settle for the field goal as well. And then Tyler Tutts went crazy. Yet again, he had a 4-yard run, and then Ladarius Dickens, 9-yard run as well with 5 minutes and 37 seconds, and Logan Bonner with an 8-yard rush for the touchdown, and that's when it really just kind of looked at what they were doing. If they could have stopped Keller at that point, They could have had the ball again in the third quarter to start off the third quarter. But then Tyler Tutt ripped off a 69-yard touchdown rush. Then with 9 minutes and 51 seconds out of the third quarter, Tyler Tutt, 54-yard rush. Then a 34-yard rush for touchdowns. And that was the scoring in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, Tyler Tutt, 8 rushes, 8-yard rush. Kobe Morrow got in with a 2-yard rush with 7 minutes and 17 seconds left to go. Kaylor Griffin, 4 yards as well. He got in there. And Ladarius Dickens, 29 yards from Logan Bonner to end the game at 4:05 for the last of the scoring. So it looks like this. Caleb Griffin was 19 of 28, 237 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Tutt, 25 rushes out on the evening, 335 yards rushing. He averaged 13.4 yards a rush, but he ripped off big ones in that game. 6 touchdowns. Caleb Griffin, 8 rushes, 41 yards as well. Receiving, 5 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown for Dylan Smith. And then Smith actually came in at the quarterback. He actually came back at the quarterback position for a couple of plays as well. 7 rushes, 74 yards for Cameron Jones. 6 catches, 63 yards for Cameron Johnson. Out on your side for your Rowlett Eagles, Logan Bonner again, 36 to 62, 427 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kobe Morrow's 19 rushes, 69 yards and a touchdown. Dickens, 4 rushes, 27 yards and a touchdown. And Logan Bonner, 4 rushes, 7 yards and a touchdown. Dickens also catching the ball, averaging 16.6 yards a catch. 10 catches, 166 yards, and a touchdown. Cameron Fitas, we also told you about, he stepped up, 6 catches, 72 yards, and a touchdown. Quentin Stinton, 8 catches, 68 yards. Jalen Brolin, 4 catches, 68 yards, and Nicole Beyer with 7 catches for 40 yards as well. That's how your Rowlett Eagles ended that game, and that was, again, it was not necessarily what the Rowlett Eagles were looking for at the end of that football game. They were looking to maybe do more in that game. But let's just say this, your Rowlett Eagles, they're having a good season. I mean, we can break down that game and say, you know, they kind of dropped the ball, and we wouldn't be far off. But that doesn't mean that the Rowlett Eagles are not having a good season right now. They are having a good season, and you got to be happy with what you've seen from Rowlett this year. Even though they got the 2 victories to start off the season, I think that is really good, and it really set the tone for the game against Keller. And I think really in that game, as far as the Rowlett Eagles were concerned, they were in that game until halftime. Even with Tyler Tutt doing what, they were really in that game until halftime and then partially into the third quarter, but they could not score in the third quarter, and that's really what did it for them. So let's take a look at the overall stats as far as Logan Bonner, 69 for 116 attempts, close to 60-yard percentage passing rating for 1,044 yards and 10 touchdowns. Huge number that's about ready to come to your way. It's a zero. It's a goose egg. It's at that interception mark. And that is so huge, especially for Logan Bonner. You know, moving and not making the mistakes with the ball in the air, I think it makes this team more mature as they move into this district play. So having Logan Bonner not giving the ball away to the other team is really, really huge. Colby Morrow, 57 rushes, 287 yards, 3 touchdowns for your Rowlett Eagles. Ladarius Dickens, 8 rushes, 43 yards, and a touchdown. Logan Bonner doesn't really run. This is a quarterback that stays in the pocket or has to roll out and gets rid of the ball. 14 rushes, 30 yards, and a touchdown as well. 7 rushes for Carter as well. 7 in the fourth quarter of the first 2 games. 7 rushes, 25 yards. And then Dylan Watts, 2 rushes, 6 yards. He got that bounce in for the touchdown. So, receiving, Ladarius Dickens, 24 receptions, 433 yards and 6 touchdowns. Dylan Watts, 5 catches, 169 yards for a touchdown. Quentin Stenton, 13 for 120 yards and a touchdown. Cameron Vitash, 8 catches, 83 yards and a touchdown. Josh Lewis, 3 catches, 74 yards. And then Jalen Brolin, who stepped up in that game as well, 4 catches, 68 yards. Kobe Morrow, 10 catches, 62 yards for the Rowlett Eagles. So, also, Jacob George with a catch for 13 yards, and Jesse Smith, 1 catch for 22 yards. So, Ladarius Dickens, obviously, scoring most of the touchdowns. 7 touchdowns on the season for the Rowlett Eagles. 3 touchdowns for Kobe Morrow, and then Dylan Watts also with 2 touchdowns. Then you got Logan Bonner, Josh Lewis, Quentin Stenton, and Cameron Vitash all with touchdowns for your Rowlett Eagles. So, that is the roundabout what you're looking. Now, looking defensively, your Rowlett Eagles gave up, obviously, a lot of yards on the ground, so there had to probably be some movement on where positioning is going to be, especially for this football game, especially with the Lakeview Centennial Patriots coming into town. So you have to look at this game, especially at the run game, see what happened against Keller, knowing you have that two-headed monster going your way. You cannot only just concentrate on the quarterback, especially if the quarterback's running, because they'll pitch it off probably last minute, whatever the case may be. So the Rowlett Eagles, I think, are going to be really, really have to be motivated defensively in order to have a good showing against this Lakeview Centennial football team. It's going to be exciting. By the way, folks, as we go into a Lakeview Centennial and that game, it's going to be a good game for your Rowlett Eagles. But at halftime, we're going to have a performance from your Rowlett Eagles. So the band, I'm going to put the band on. We're capable of doing that as long as everything is running well through our internet. Now, I do apologize for the internet. I have no control over it, folks, but what we are going to do, if need be, we're going to fall back up on a third system that we, and that means we're just going to call in on our cell phones and try to get the job done, but we'll always have the better version of the game, you know, in the archive. We'll go ahead and upload the archive so you can hear what we heard in that game, if you want to go back and take a listen, especially during the beginning. So we're going to do that. We're going to have the Rowlett Eagles marching band. They're going to be on second at halftime. So we'll start off our halftime immediately and then jump right into the Rowlett halftime show. But what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, hear from Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. And then when we come back, it's going to be the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network. We'll be right back. With banks offering loans with a down payment as low as 5%, this may be the right time to get into the housing market. Whether you're buying or selling your home, see what Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty can do for you. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
You're not like everyone else. No, you are a penny picker-upper. And you realize that a found penny isn't just a penny, it's the world's tiniest trophy. In honor of your savings savvy, CC's is dropping 1 million special pennies on the sidewalks around our restaurants, some worth much more than a penny. It's what you'd expect from the home of the endless pizza buffet for $5 and change. So get to it. There's a penny out there with your name on it.
Great Power Learning Center in Garland is conveniently located for families from Garland, Plano, Wiley, Sachse, and Rowlett. Unlike tutoring centers, Great Power trains students to process information better and approach learning more strategically. We utilize our own proprietary curriculum to develop active thinking and independent learning rather than drilling skills or tutoring schoolwork. Make sure you check out Great Power Learning located at 5435 North Garland Avenue in Garland or give them a call at 972-675-9505 and tell them Sonny sent you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'd like to be in the spelling bee.
Dreaming of a beautiful Disney Hawaiian holiday? Dream no more. Gather up the Ohana and pack your bags. This deal's too good to miss. Stay and save at Alani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii. From January 4th to March 17th, you can save 30% on a five-night stay and 25% off a four-night stay at Alani. No joke, folks. This is the real deal. So what are you waiting for? Contact Ginger at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or Ginger at worldofmagictravel.com today for your free, no-obligation quote, and let's get started on your new magical adventure.
Come into El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett for our comfortable small-town ambiance that is a great getaway from the typical Mexican dine-in restaurant that you might expect in the Dallas area. Did someone say specials? At El Centro Mexican Restaurants on Tuesday night, they have six dinners for $5.95. And don't forget about Fajita Night Wednesdays, where every order is a dollar off. That's at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett. 214-227-5096.
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst that could happen?
Did you just line jump me?
No.
He's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Joshua David.
Grandma?
Totally worth it.
CC's Pizza Pasta Salad and Dessert Buffet for an unbelievably low price. Almost too good to be true.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. Me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio with your coverage of your 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team. Now, folks, also, don't forget about the Rowlett Eagles boosters. This is a club that does a lot of work for your Rowlett Eagles and the boys. And I say that because I know I've been to some of their meetings, and they have the best for the kids in mind. And it's not just for the varsity football team either, folks. Just to let you know, when you support the Rowlett Eagles football boosters, you cover all of the teams. You don't just support the varsity football team. You support the freshman team as well as the junior varsity team. So make sure you get the opportunity. Go on there. They have meetings every Monday. They will give you an update about what's going on as far as what's needed, what's not needed, how they're doing, what they're doing, when they're doing it, why they're doing it. And they keep a very good track, and they take good care of the kids as well. And that's really huge. I mean, because these kids, they go out there and they put it together and they play their hearts out for their fans and obviously for themselves. But they got to be very well taken care of. And I think that is really huge when you think about the Rowlett Eagles and their football program. It's not just the varsity team. It's all we get to cover because of, obviously, some of the other things that we do. I would like to be able to cover the other teams, and depending on the situation, we'll figure out all that. I would like to cover them next year. So we're going to see what we can do about covering the junior varsity football team next year. We might be able to bring you the games that they play at Rowlett, because we won't be able, this I know, we won't be able to be on the road for the junior varsity games. But we might be able to get right here and cover the games that happen at Rowlett, right at the high school. So I'm going to check in on that just to keep your eyes peeled for that, because next year I think that's something I would like to do. Also, folks, don't forget about www.bhmimages.com. You want to get some good pictures of your kids, you know, in action out there on the football field. Go to bhmimages.com. I think a $5 bill gets you a very nice picture, a pretty big size, and you can do a lot with it. And we like to thank them because they provide us the pictures that we put for the posters each and every week. So they're big for us, and I just want to give them a big shout out for us, because, you know, without the pictures and everything, you know, I can't put it up there and make it attractive out there. Also, folks, don't forget, where you can hear the games is www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagles. But you can also get there another way. You can go to www.thecouchpotato.wix/sports show and get to the Rowlett Eagles by pressing the button on the main page. As you'll see on the main page, we cover the Rowlett Eagles as well as the Texas Revolution and our sports show. And we're putting together that website. And we're also putting also on the mobiles where you can hear the games mobile. So if you're using your cell phone, you'll be able to. And the only thing I'm going to put on the cell phones where you can see up on Rowlett Eagles Sports is the pregame show and the game itself. That's the only thing I'm going to put on there, except obviously the announcing the website name. So on the phone, you can hit that button as well. So there's lots of ways. Now, again, we are at the mercy of these stadiums, and last week Keller didn't really help us at all. Matter of fact, they failed us completely, but we got our broadcast done, and we went ahead and we put it up in the archive, so you can hear that game in archive if you wish. Go back on the website, and if you want to find it, we'll get you all set to where you can hear the archive. You just go back into where they're posted and just push play. So you can always hear that game. And unfortunately, they dropped the ball on us, but we still came with our production. We still did what we were supposed to do as far as our commercials were concerned. We'd like to thank our sponsors as well. ACG Medical Supply, Spirit Outfitters, Chain Lease, Taekwondo, Great Power, Nest Egg, Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, Stevens Heating and Air Conditioning, Harlow Tree Surgery, Costlow Insurance, Angels Creation Catering, Allen Bauer Electric, Safe Shoot Texas, El Centro Mexican Restaurant, and CC's Pizza, all proud sponsors of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. And I'd like to thank those, get those out there as well. But our main sponsor of the pregame show, of course, Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Really thank you. And if it wasn't for our sponsors, you wouldn't hear these. And so we're going to get them up each and every week. Next week, we will have Coach. The week after that, we'll have the principal of the Rowlett Eagle of Rowlett High School on air. And, you know, and I got to actually surprise them. I'm working on getting a big-time Rowlett Eagle online here on one of our halftime shows. As you know, there's a young man, Marquise Goodwin, he actually plays in the NFL for the Buffalo Bills. Also, he also went to the Pan Am Games and had success there in the long jump. So I'm going to try, desperately trying to get a hold of him. He said he would do it. It's just a matter of finding him in his schedule when he can get that done. So hopefully he'll be able to join us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So I wanted to keep everybody apprised of that. So lots of things also going on at Rowlett High School. This is one of those busy times of the year, as obviously we can say what we want. The Rowlett Eagles and, football season's going on, but really when you think about Rowlett and Rowlett High School, there's a lot of things going on over at Rowlett High School that I want to make you aware of as well as the rest of the season goes on. We're going to keep you apprised of everything that's going on over there as well. So some of the other things, by the way, I hope everything went well at the pep rally today that happened. I think it was like about 2:30 in the afternoon. So hopefully everybody had fun at the pep rally, you know, cheering on and getting ready for the Lakeview Centennial Patriots on football. But there's other things that go on, just in case you didn't know. The tennis team, they are going to be in action at 3 o'clock as well. At 5:30, the volleyball team is in action running about the same time for your Rowlett Eagles varsity football team, the tennis at 3, the volleyball at 5:30. You can be a very busy person on game day here, as if you hit the pep rally, then went out and caught the tennis, and then the volleyball that's happening as well, and the varsity football team hitting the field tonight at 7:30. That having been said, there's also the Healthy Living Expo of 2015. Make sure you check that out. The Garland ISD Cyber Safety Work Week on the 21st, and then the PSAT information meeting at 7 p.m. for all 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th grade parents. So keep your eyes and ears open for that one, because that's always big. Then on September 22nd, again, the varsity tennis team and volleyball team in action, and more. And you can also catch that PSAT information meeting if you are unable to catch the one that happened on the 21st. There's one on the 22nd of two sessions in reality. So just keep that in mind as well. On the 23rd, the math team meeting that happens at 2:30, the DECA meeting at 2:45 to 3:30. Freshman football on the 23rd as well as JV football out on the football field. Then on the 24th, the DECA meeting again from 6:45 to 7:20. JV tennis is out on the football field. And then cyber safety for parents yet again from 6 to 7, learning about internet safety on the 24th. Then the varsity football team, you'll hear that coverage. That's a Thursday night game, just to let you know. And that game's over in Lee, so that's a long way away, but we'll be bringing you that coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. September 25th, the varsity tennis and volleyball as well. So keep your mind up there. Senior portraits are on September 28th and the 29th. And then on the 29th, varsity tennis again and volleyball. And then the PSAT information meeting yet again for 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th grade teachers. So, and then the first grading period ends on September 30th. So a lot of things going on as far as the Rowlett Eagles and what's going on at Rowlett High School and some of the other things that are going on that we wanted to keep you apprised of before we jumped in and talked about and hit our last segment or two with the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show in your Rowlett Eagles radio network.
Buying or selling your home in the Rowlett Rockwall Heath area? Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Veronica will utilize the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find solutions that are tailored to you and your situation. With the drive and dedication of Veronica, she has set a new standard of excellence of realty in Texas. Give her a call at 469-939-9624 and tell her Sunny sent you.
At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks and a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com.
After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat?
But fast food isn't the answer.
Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angels Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven.
At Allen Bauer Electric, we offer expert electrical services from general outlet repair and fan installation to electrical panel upgrades. Our customer commitment includes additional benefits such as call-ahead scheduling, upfront pricing, and special after-hour electrical services. Being informed is to your benefit. So call Allen Bauer Electric for more information on how you can be more informed about your residential or business electrical needs. Give them a call at 214-356-0197. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com. At ACG Medical Supplies, our family is dedicated to helping yours, whether it be from electric scooters to power wheelchairs, manual wheelchairs, lift chairs, nebulizers, hospital beds, walkers, canes, diabetic supplies, or CPAP machine supplies. We have it all. Visit our showroom in the Timberlake Shopping Center. We're open on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66, Monday and Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are closed on Sundays. You can also shop online at acgmedical.net. ACG Medicals are proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys Varsity Basketball Team. Go Eagles!
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. I got online the guy that sees it all, especially a lot of the stuff that I don't see, and he saw a lot of what happened last week that I didn't see. It's Bill Cern of the Eagle Eye. How you doing, Bill?
The non-hardest working. What's going on, Sonny?
Nothing. We got to talk about this week because, you know, I was thinking about what happened last week, and I think you will remember when I was talking about I want to see how they played this game. I want to see how they, if and when they were going to lose it, how they lost it. And I got to tell you, Bill, looking at the game, I'm not so disappointed on how they lost the football game compared to how they could have lost the football game. Do you get the same impression that I get, or was there something that maybe I'm missing that needed to really bring up the yellow flag?
Well, no, I think it was a matter of big plays. I mean, Cut just went like crazy.
Yeah.
The offensive line, this is the first time that our defensive line got controlled by their offensive line, and they filled some holes. As we mentioned during the broadcast, we were sitting right next to the PA announcer, and you hardly ever hear this, but the PA announcer announced to the crowd and said, "How about that offensive line?" So everybody recognizes on the field. You know, that's a great runner, but he was given some mighty big holes to run through.
Yes. Huge holes to run through, and what that did, it just got him out into the open fields where he was able to make some moves, juke and jive, and by that time, if he's in the open field, that guy's just too good.
Yeah, and once he got past the line of scrimmage, you know, we were trying to play catch up, and he's somebody that you can't play catch up with. He was like a bus all night long, and he never slowed up.
I think that's very important how you say it. The guy never let up. And neither did the Indians when they went into that game. I thought that was really huge as well. Some of the things that I saw in the game is obviously not being able to capitalize on turnovers, which the Rowlett Eagles got more turnovers than they did. But it just seemed like it did not completely sink. What do you think the reasoning was? Forget Tut. I mean, Tut was the guy, 6 touchdowns over 300 yards. That was a huge. Or was it just that? Was it Tut? Or was there other things that maybe that we're not seeing that really kind of stood out to you?
You know what? It was an overall breakdown of the defense. Like I said, we gave up a lot of big plays. You know, at the first 2 games of the season, we really controlled them at the line of scrimmage, where this one wasn't. Second of all, you know, our offensive line saw a lot stronger defensive line, and
exactly.
You know, Bono was a little bit under a little bit more pressure than what he was used to. So, just the talent level of this Keller team compared to the 2 that we had played before was a huge difference. As bad as it ended up, and as bad as you know, the outcome became, this was still a great learning and opportunity for getting into district play. So now we know how to play against a bigger offensive line, how to control the ball against a stronger defensive line. So even though the outcome wasn't good, it was still a great opportunity for this team to get ready for district play.
And I think that's huge, because you're going into the district play. There's no better way to start this district play out, more so than you're about ready to walk into a 3-0 Lakeview Centennial team, and this is a game that you want. If you looked at last year and how Lakeview Centennial played compared to obviously so far this year, they've already won. I think they only won 4 games last year, so they're almost already on the roll to get into that, as they got 3 under their belts already. I think this is a good challenge for them to get started right here in district play.
Yeah, absolutely. But I will tell you that the Lakeview Centennial, they, I don't think you played to the ability of what Rowlett has. I think they're going to, it's kind of like us walking into Keller last week.
Right.
You know, we had to play a team like that. I don't think Lakeview Centennial played a team like Rowlett. So, you know, it's still going to be a tough game for Lakeview, because they haven't seen a team like this yet, offensive power like we've had before. You know, Lakeview's only given up 35 points for the season in 3 games. So they've done great on defense, but they're going to see a whole different offense than what they can do the first 3 games of the season.
Looking on the other side of the football field, you got Cameron Fields, a two-headed monster. He can throw the football, he can run the football, and 38 rushes, 195 yards, and a touchdown already this season. So he gets out there, but he is also being able to throw the football. 43-65, 686 yards, and 6 touchdown passes. So, you know, you got a two-headed monster. I'm wondering, or am I just thinking differently? We don't know, because we don't know, unless we're at the games, how those yards are coming. Are they coming from a breakdown and the defense playing well and he had to run because there was nobody open? Were those planned plays? I mean, so the good thing is the Rowlett Eagles, they get the film of what they're going to see from Cameron Fields when he takes the field tonight.
Yeah, I think Cameron Fields is more of he's a dual threat, like you mentioned. He can throw the ball, and be able to run it, which opens up that throwing pattern for him. But he's got a 66% average passing, so he's got a great average. You know, it's, not too much on the touchdowns. He's got 2 interceptions. But he can hurt you both ways. I think we're not going to see an offensive line that we saw last week.
Right.
We're going to see more opportunities for the Rowlett defense. And, you know, Rowlett, the last couple of years, has really held down that big dual threat player. So let's see if they can do that with Cameron Phillips tonight.
Well, I look at the stats, and this, one of the things that stand out coming from Lakeview Centennial, when you look at the offensive stats, you see one touchdown for a receiver, 3 touchdowns and 2. This is a football team that's only thrown for 6 touchdowns all season long. And I think that is something that, you know, slaps you in the face, because when you go to the rushing side, you see Jamil Linwood with 5 touchdowns. He's rushed the ball 45 times and 242 yards. You look at those numbers, the attempts, 65 attempts on the passing side, and then when you look at the rushing between Cameron Fields and Linwood, they have rushed the football 83 times. So we're seeing a football team that runs the football.
Yeah, and you know what, the thing I like you, the numbers, they're not going to surprise you. They're not going to wow you.
Nope.
You know, there's Linwood, you know, he has 242 yards, you know, averaging over 3 games. That's just over 80 yards a game. So it's not like he's putting up wow numbers, but they're being successful, and they're controlling the game. But that being said, they had a couple games that they really blew him out in the first 3 quarters, so they didn't play much before. That's where you had an Alan Copeland come in and kind of finish up the running game, because he has a 22 rushing yards, but I think he was more of the fourth quarter, let's get him some action runs for him. So, you know, the numbers aren't going to wow you, but they've been successful and they've been productive. I think having that dual quarterback definitely contributes to that.
I think you're right. The dual threat that's there, that's why I think we're going to see it. Just by looking at the numbers, they tell you a lot when you look at the numbers. But you go on the other side, you're looking at Logan Bonner. This is the kid that is playing well. 69 of 116. He's got over 1,000 yards already as far as this season, Bill. That's incredible, because when you look at this kid could easily go over 3,500 yards this season, but the big number that is the smallest number for Logan Bonner, and I think is so impressive to me to this point, even with the loss against Keller, no interceptions, that number is so huge for Logan Bonner.
Yeah, and that's just it. 10 TD passes and no interceptions. Anybody would take those numbers. You know, I think the really only pressure we've seen is against Keller, and where there's a couple of passes that could have been intercepted in the Keller game. Other than that, he's had full control of that offense. But even when he was playing behind last week, you could show that he was in control of his team. And he was, you know, getting the ball to them. If you think about the interceptions he had last week, there's probably about 7 or 8 of them that were dropped.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's still making plays. And to have those numbers like that, to over 1,000 yards in 3 games, and you got to remember, 2 or 3 games, he barely got into the fourth quarter.
Right. So so looking at that, you're absolutely right. When you see where the team is, you know, I go back to the drops. I think that was a huge portion of this game. And so that's something that is going to have to be coached. So you got a couple guys, you know, missing the ball, you know, here and there. But that having been said, I think the fact that I think when I look at this football team, they're not rushing the ball great, but they are not going away from it, Bill. This is a football. Kobe Morrow gets that ball, and he gets it a lot. He may not, you know, have the big burst that we've seen last week, obviously, from Keller when they were, you know, blasting it down there 45 yards, you know, 3 or 4 times. But Kobe Morrow is getting those hard yards out on the football field.
Yeah, and you know, Kobe is like he's like a freight train, and you got he starts out slow and he just revs up, and before you know it, he's in full force. And we've seen that a lot, where he'll come out in the first drive or two and just not be warmed up yet, but by the middle of the second quarter into the third or fourth quarter, he's you know, averaging 5 or 6 yards a carry. I've seen those holes, and you know, anytime you average 5 or 6 carries, it's definitely going to be huge.
definitely. I like what I'm seeing out of Kobe. Like I said, he's not breaking them off, you know, like we've seen last week. But I like the fact that they're not going away from it. It's a good portion of their offense. And the defensive line, I think, is doing very well. I think we're seeing them in the backfield, maybe not as much as last year. We saw a lot of players in the backfield. We're getting that. But I'm going to tell you, Elmore is all over the place on the defensive side of the ball, whether it's behind the line of scrimmage or making a vital play or almost making a big stop. We have called Jared Elmore's name so much this year. I right now, when I look at the defense, if I hand out the MVP, I got to give it to Jared Elmore. This is a guy that's definitely putting it together and having a great season for Rowlett.
Oh, absolutely. And once again, like I mentioned with Marl, he is just picking up steam as he goes, because you're absolutely right. He was quiet that first half of the Louisville game.
Yeah.
Quiet, they were calling us out, and we've been calling it like crazy ever since. With Keller definitely stepped up and really, shoot, we were calling the game 3-4 plays in a row. So he's really taking that leadership there on the defensive front with these younger players. So, and I guarantee you, he's the first to be kicking himself over last weekend's game, or last Thursday's game with Keller, because you know, a lot of those plays were up the middle. But he's got so much energy, and then sometimes he's in the backfield before our defensive line's in the backfield.
Yes, so huge. It's like he knows what's coming, and I think that's big for the Rowlett Eagles as they get ready to take on Lakeview Centennial. I finally got a update from Lakeview Centennial from my son as he's been watching it. And one thing that he made a point is that, yes, they have been winning football games, but the big point is that they're not obviously putting up big numbers all over the place. At Rowlett, they put up 38 points in the first game, 44 in their second game, coming back against Keller with 41. Lakeview is just not doing it that way. So if they get into a position where they have to score offensively, that's where a quick strike at the beginning of the game for the Rowlett Eagles can put them behind the eight ball really quick in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And then this Centennial team has not been behind all season yet, so you get them behind quickly, and it might slow them down. It might take a lot of those offensive options out of their playbook for the night. It's just going to be definitely a good opportunity for Rowlett to get up and get ahead on them early, because the Centennial has just been on top of these players so far this season and has not really been tested yet.
Right. Looking at the football district, 11-6A, that's where we play in. Lakeview Centennial is right there on top. Saxby also 3-0 on the season. Garland is at 2-1, and I looked at these teams. Look at North Garland, also at 2-1. These are the North Garland wasn't, a great football team last year. They did not play well at all. I think they won two games, if only one. So when you look at what you were getting, we got two different teams out here that is all squared up and ready to go. So, just real quick, and then we're going to get out of here. What do you think about the standings of where they're at with Rowlett 2-1, and you got North Garland and Garland both at 2-1?
Yeah, you know what? When it comes to out of district games early in the season, there's so much to know and so much to see. I think the biggest surprise is in Centennial Lakeview, that they're 3-0 and have won in the fashion that they have.
Right.
So, but there have been surprises. But, so far, the biggest, other than Centennial Lakeview, I think the biggest surprise has been Rockwall, but because they've struggled here in the early season. But they lost a huge man with Chris Warren.
Yep.
And not only that, they faced some tough competition. So, district play kind of turns everything around. You could be 0-3 going in top district and go 5-1 in the district and all of a sudden you're back on top. So it just really depends. I think we're really going to see how things are going to start shaping up here in the district here in the first 2 weeks.
It's going to be a good one live from HBJ Stadium. It's going to be us on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Bill, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show as we get ready to take a dive into district play.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, and we're going to do this. Folks, that's going to do it for us on the pregame show as Bill, he signs us off here. Everybody, make sure, get on the line, 347-215-7497. We should have everything up and running for everybody to hear us live. I'll even have an extra link in case it's not working on the website for you to go to. If it's not working, you can go to the direct line. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Keller Williams agent. Thanks for the sponsorship there, Veronica. And folks, we'll see you at kickoff here on the Couch Potato Sports Show on your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. Have a good one.